Ozark Radio Network invites you to visit the Go Farm Farmers Market at Endurance Church on Saturdays. It's always quite a crowd, always quite a selection of things for you to shop through. And we're going to talk today with a couple of people who are out there and displaying their wares. Stephen Tackett is here along with Anna, and they're going to talk about what they have at their booth. You know, a lot of the time with these with the farmers market, we have people who move in and discover this and become a part of it. Stephen is here. Stephen, you guys are resident, lifelong West Plainsers, and you're a part of this too, though, right?
I am. I was raised in California, but born here in West Plains and been here majority of my life.
So when people come to the farmers market and come to your booth, give us a taste of what you guys have there.
Well, we center our cutting boards as maybe something that someone would want for a gift, or they're actually very usable, but most people want to buy something for a gift.
Sure.
As far as this goes. Same thing with my daughter's plushies, but I'll let her talk about that.
Anna, talk about your plushies. Are you the artistic one in the family?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, okay. tell me a little bit about what kind of plushies we're talking about here. How do you make these things?
Well, about 7 or 8 years ago, my dad bought me this kit, and it was sort of like an off and on thing. So about a year ago, I really got into it, and so I make all sorts of kind of things. Dragons, bees, anything really, and I also make customs.
Are you surprised how good you are at this?
Somewhat, yeah.
When you first started, did you imagine you would be this good at it, I guess?
No, I would always look on YouTube and see all sorts of kind of things. And I, like, said I want to do this someday. And so here I am.
Dad's not surprised, are you?
Not at all.
You guys have the plushies. You got the cutting board. Is there anything else you got? You guys sell other stuff, though, right?
We also offer rabbit meat that we raise and butcher ourselves. We have chickens, so we have farm fresh eggs. And my wife makes a Filipino dish, egg rolls, and also, I'm not sure, steam buns is what I refer to them, because I remember that. Shupao, I believe, is the official Filipino name for it.
So when people come out to your booth, they're going to find a pretty big cross-section of different things, gift items and all, yes, food and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a big variety, which kind of is hard to set up in a small booth, but we try our best, and we do different ideas on how we set up each time, just to bring in customers and give them an idea of what we have.
Are you guys kind of adding things as you go along?
We will be. We have a few things in the making that I'm not sure if I should be saying anything right now.
But anyway, come out to the farmers market this weekend, any Saturday at Endurance Church, and visit with Steve Tackett and Anna and check out what they have at their booth. Thank you all both very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.